Hi guys, welcome to our podcast called Real Talk with
Jules
and Wiz. I'm Wiz. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. I'm Wiz.
I'm Jules.
And today we're going to talk about icks in a relationship. So to start it off, I'm going to go with my biggest ick in a relationship, and that's smelly breath.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually mad true. Not brushing your teeth at night, waking up next to them in the morning.
It's the white film on the tongue for me.
Yo, for real. For real. Honestly, I can't stand that. My ick, yo, you already actually know this because I make comments about this, is hearing people chew or hearing anything scraping on someone's teeth. Yo, I'm cringing just thinking about it, actually. I can't stand it.
That's pretty bad. I actually have one of my friends who wants to join our podcast, and he wants to kind of talk about his icks and a relationship with females. So I'm going to actually send him a link and add him in, because I think it would be so cool to hear about icks from not just us females, but also from the perspective of a male.
Yep. Fully agree.
Okay, let's send him.
Besides bad breath, though, what else? Honestly, drinking. Drinking
too much. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to, like, some of our listeners might be alcoholics.
You can be an alcoholic. It's fine. Okay. I'm fine with that. You be you. I just don't like it.
All right. We're talking about icks today. Wiz, just let it go. I'm mad icky. Okay. So somebody else said that their ick is judgy girls. They don't like girls that judge them. They don't want to feel judged.
I know. I judge all the time. I can't help it. I just straight up can't help that. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
You guys judge us. You guys judge us pretty hard, honestly.
I think everyone's always low-key judging in a way. Somebody, something.
Yeah. Honestly, for real. Yeah. So I asked my husband about my ick, and he said that he does not like it when my car is messy. But in my defense, I have four kids. And honestly, it's mad hard to clean that sometimes. But I get it, because it is gross.
Don't judge a book by its cover. That's true. Somebody said disorganization is super icky. Like, they don't like when their female is disorganized. Lazy girls. Oh, I'm so lazy.
No, me too.
But I get it done. I get things done. Like, I'm still getting things done, but there's a whole pile of clothes on my bed right now, which I wish I blurred out this background, because I didn't even make my bed because I'm that lazy.
Feminist. Yeah, but you can't even tell. You can't even tell. And honestly, I got a pile of laundry right there and a basket, and I got some shit in the dryer.
Someone said when they're feminist, though.
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, that's pretty icky for me, too. I feel like that's an ick, too.
I'm not into that at all, straight up. Because, and they're mostly lesbians, too, honestly.
Cut. No, I'm lying.
Yo, feminists are usually, like...
Somebody said true. Hey, Taylor, how are you? If you guys want to join our podcast right now, we're talking about your icks in a relationship. We can have up to 10 guests, and we will just love to have you guys to be part of it. Did Andre come in yet?
No, not yet.
Neptune said I have all the answers.
I got to know then.
So he said if he can't choke you, it's an ick. He wants to be able to choke his girl. What else, Neptune? We need the answers.
Damn.
If you want to come to the podcast and type in the comments here, you're more than welcome.
It's making me download the app.
You don't have to download the app. You can go on the browser. I'm on the browser right now.
It's telling me to download the app right now.
Want to know one of my ex dudes got to always make things complicated.
Ah! Yeah, they're so stupid.
Especially when it comes to technology.
You're like, what? They're like, grandpa.
Number one, I'm using an iPad.
He's using an iPad.
It's not a fucking... internet.
My ex in a relationship is when they talk about their ex.
Yes.
I don't care about your ex. Maybe. That's your ex, not mine.
Exactly.
If you wear leggings and hoodies to Olive Garden.
But I do that.
Why wouldn't you? Olive Garden is not nice.
It's not. And you eat a lot there. You get mad full. Why are you going to wear jeans? Why are you going to dress up for Olive Garden of all places?
Yeah. Another ick too is being gaslighted. I mean.
Yeah.
That shit sucks. If you can't dress for the occasion, you don't get to go out. Olive Garden, Neptune. My ick is a man thinking that fine dining is Olive Garden.
Oh, But hold on. I've been to like Chapel Grill, which is where like rich people go. And you'll mm-hmm. see rich people in there wearing hoodies and jeans. And then you'll also see dudes wearing like full on suits, like rich dudes, the ones with like the hairy hands and cufflinks that don't even care that they have hairy hands. Like, it's just kind of gross. But
hairy hands is hot, but
what?
I like hairy. Hairy no. body, hairy back, hairy hands. What?
No. All right. Bill just jumped in. Who's Bill?
I don't know. Bring him in. I don't know who Bill. Oh, Billy. Billy.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing? Welcome to Real Talk with Jules no. and Wade.
I What's love up? That.
What is your ick in a relationship?
I think it probably have to be like someone who's too clingy. You know what I mean?
What?
Too clingy. Clingy all like. The time.
Clingy like. Cuddly or like they hear your keys and they're like, where are you going?
Just like, I can't explain it.
If you type in StreamYard,
how do you not explain it? What's clingy? What's clingy? What else? What else is your ick?
A lot of men like hold on, time out. A lot of men do not like clingy females, but by the time a female's not clinging to them anymore, she doesn't even want you. So, like, if a female's clingy to you, like, she actually really wants you. Like, you should want yeah. a female to be clingy to you, unless you want a yeah. man to you. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. There's another spectrum. If she's not clingy, that means she just doesn't want... I could understand that.
Welcome to the podcast, Real Talk with Jules and Wit. We're asking you, we're asking the audience, what are your icks?
Everything. My biggest ick is probably
everything.
Clipping toenails.
Randomly.
My biggest ick is probably clipping toenails randomly,
like just throughout the house or just like not just throughout in the said house just
location,
not in
like
said
a trash
location,
can or something,
like a trash can or something.
Biggest fucking ick.
Biggest fucking ick.
Yo, do you have headphones? Do you have headphones? Is your
no.
echo? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's echoing. I just heard that shit like twice.
It stopped. I think it stopped.
That they're not clipping their toenails.
Their biggest
thing
is a girl that calls 40 times a day.
Yes. Or text mad times.
That's me, dude.
No, how's that mean?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you. That's
yeah.
you.
Like, if I like you, I want to know what you're doing, where you are, what's going on. Like, I want to talk to you all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I don't want to be talking to you. No, it's like good morning, good night, a lunch text. You know, I don't need all that.
Yo, how do I flip my camera? This shit's fucking me up.
So somebody else said their biggest ick is someone that wears sandals everywhere, and I could agree with that.
Yo, the slap on the bottom of the foot makes me cringe. That sound of like flip flops. Dudes wearing flip flops too with mad ugly feet. Sorry.
Mm-mm. Bill wants to say something. Sorry, Bill. There was a lot of background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I said maybe if they're too loud in public or just, you know,
I could
obnoxious.
See that,
yeah. yeah.
Never
you just
work.
Made that face like that's not you. That's not you, Wiz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I smoke yeah. a blast, but yeah.
Oh, I just saw she went that way.
You're on attack through this episode.
you
Listen,
are.
The mirror effect is driving me wild.
What?
The mirror yeah. effect?
Yeah.
You can mirror it if you press settings. You can.
Look, see, back to the technology. Ick.
I mean, you. I would also say, like, inconsistency to me is an ick. Like, I feel it. If I feel like you're stringing me along with, like, other people, like, I don't want to be part of your little groupie fan base. And I'm just grossed out for good. Like, pussy's dry, super dry. Can't rehydrate after that. I don't know. I need consistency in my life.
Yeah. Bill had said that he doesn't like. Clingy, and I was listening to the radio this morning, and one of the things that they were saying is that there are a lot of dudes that like toxic girls, like they like the crazy clingy girls, and then he's like, nah, I don't like clingy. I'm assuming he doesn't like crazy either, obviously. But, like, I still think it's crazy that dudes actually do say, like, oh, I like the crazy girls.
Yeah, Neptune just said toxic girls are fun.
Yeah, for, like, a moment. Because it's, like, yeah. You don't want to deal with that forever.
If you don't know what's going on, I could see how a toxic girl is fun. But that's, like, really risky. A toxic girl can fuck up the whole operation. Like, that's very risky business. She might be fucking your boy. She might be bringing you chlamydia. Like, toxic is kind of dangerous. Danger zone.
Yeah, toxic it is.
Girls fuck the best, somebody else said.
What? They're the best?
They fuck the best.
They do. They do.
Well, anyone with mental illnesses really like exaggerate things. So like if she's mentally ill, she might exaggerate the sex, but it's not too long before that crashes into depression. And then you're dealing with a whole nother side of her.
Yeah, I could get that.
All you do is grab the nice girl and turn her into that toxic girl that you love.
Nah, stay away from that dude.
Yeah, Neptune.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
I'm not echoing?
Nope.
No.
I can't figure out the mirror shit, so I'm not doing that. We're going to do no camera.
Okay, fine. By the way, OTD, you looked just like you did on Meet Me. I didn't see anything different, but
it was mirrored on my screen. It was driving me nuts.
It's fine. I get it.
But I know what you mean, because when I'm at work, if my image doesn't look like this and it looks like the opposite way, I can't stand it because it makes my nose and my face look crooked.
Yeah,
my face is crooked too.
Everybody's face is crooked.
Yeah, but mine's bad.
I was looking at myself before this stream, and I was like, no.
My head at the tilt, yo.
Bill, I love your background.
Yo, for real.
I can't do that. Hold on.
The sweater. The background was dope. Got him
on here. Like, where is he at?
Hold on, Bill. Wait. Where are you from?
I'm in the streets. I'm from California.
Gotcha. He said, shout out to you guys not knowing how to use Zoom. We're on StreamYard.com. The link's in my description if you want to come by to this. You just type in StreamYard.com and then whatever.
I know how to use Zoom, but when you're on Zoom all the time at work, you don't want to be on Zoom.
I got it.
Honestly.
Zoom's overrated.
Shout out melatonin.
So what are your guys' icks?
Hearing people chew. I hear something right now.
Hearing somebody chew, yes.
I was taking some gummies out of a bottle.
Yo, just don't chew them in the mic. That's all I gotta say.
Can we?
Okay.
That's all. Hearing people chew or hearing that scrape of like a fork or a spoon or something on someone's teeth, it's just mad gross to me.
Another one of my aches is like when people have nails, but they're like a male, his pinky nail's long. Like, I don't know if you're a crackhead or what's going on, but can you cut that last nail, please? Thank you.
Do you know what that is for, you fucking
We know what it's for. We know what that's for.
It's for don't. Coke, you.
No, it's not always for Coke. Some people, that's just like their thing.
Yeah, to what? Pick their ears or something?
No, that's not just for no reason. It's because they're growing that thing out so they can get the Coke out the bag.
Oh my God, another ick is oversharing on social media. Like when they post everything they did today on social media and like their gym photo, or even taking a picture without a shirt on.
Yeah, that's too much too. I don't like doing that either, really. And I'm skinny. That's what's crazy I'm skinny and I don't like post stuff like that.
For me, if I see a guy with no shirt on in a picture, it screams fuck boy. I keep going. I don't swipe.
Yeah, hold same.
On. I don't really mind seeing without the shirt. What I
you're
don't
married
like
and you're you want to see. All
right, if they're married, that's different. But I'm talking about like the ones that ick me are the gym bros without the shirt on, taking a photo in the gym, flexing with their boys.
That's what I'm
talking about. But that's mostly Italian dudes.
Somebody said another ick is people that don't know how to use Zoom.
Yo, no, that ain't an ick. That is not an ick. Petty and annoying. No way.
I've never got on Zoom a day in my life because FaceTime is a real thing.
Oh, but another ick for me is a man that takes longer to get ready than me and he's like keeps looking in the mirror longer than me.
icky. A man too that can't coordinate his outfit.
Major ick is when we're trying to go get food and they want to play indecisive as fuck.
I kind of like when he can't coordinate though, because I want him to look a little goofy and ugly, so I know no other girls would want him.
I could get that. Wow. And I'm like, I have to stand next to you and your watch does not match like the rest of your outfit. I just can't stand that. Or like your shoes.
I don't want him to look too good though. I'm a girl.
Okay,
like,
so
he looks good. His watch matches his shoes. Like, no, bitch.
An ick when you see a couple together and they don't suit each other. Like, you can just tell they're not like matched together. Like,
somebody's in this for the money.
Like, not that, but like, you ever notice that like partners tend to kind of look alike?
Yeah. Right? I see that sometimes.
I see it a lot. Maybe mm-hmm. that's that Ohio shit.
Because everyone's brother and sister.
Fucking, yeah, inbred.
Freaking Ohio.
Oh, that's wild. But yeah, major ick is like when you can tell that like they don't look like they're meant for each other type shit.
Another like, ick
girl's
is like
wearing, this girl's wearing goth pants and he's wearing
and stir the food and then you put the spoon back in your mouth and like maybe you grab some ice cream and you suck it off with your mouth and then you grab more ice cream for all the rest of the people. Like, no, I'll throw that ice cream in the trash. Thank you.
Yeah, don't do
Please
that.
Please tell me, like, who did that? Why didn't you just punch them in the mouth? Like,
Ben and Jerry's has small cups for a reason.
Not workers, but like it could be like your partner and they think it's okay. So like they grab some ice cream, like, this is good.
I don't drink anything more. Or eat anything that my husband has touched. No offense, but I'm not drinking out of the same straw. I'm not eating off the same fork. Nothing. Because like I watch the way people eat, it gross. I hate people's mouths. I just hate people's mouths. Anybody. It doesn't even matter. It's just not gross. I don't like the way that like
you do you like to receive oral or do you not like mouths at all?
Yeah. Stop.
Okay. Stop. Okay. You're like, how far does this mouth thing go? Does it go all the way down?
When it comes to like,
okay, so it could go past
eating food, not put.
Okay, I got you. I was just wondering. I was like, wait, can we make some noise when we're doing the sloppy thabby? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that.
Can we make some noise while we're doing this sloppy?
Actually, no, I don't even want to hear that noise like that. Just,
that brings me back to another ick is someone who's selfish in the bedroom. I'm getting up and leaving.
Yeah. I agree.
I understand not trying shit, but like being selfish is a whole different ballgame. Like, I just got done eating your clit and you're not going to suck my cock. What's wrong with you?
I mean, hold on, but if she came, she's probably good. She probably looks at you with disgust. She don't want to suck shit. She's trying to get up and
go. You better get the sucking. What the fuck?
You should have took your shit.
That's
you had
wild.
Well, that's why next time, eat it a little bit, fuck it, and try to nut at the same time.
Yo, ick, major ick is when a woman's giving you head and you nut, but she continues to suck it for like 2 to 3 minutes after. She just don't stop.
That's like a great ick. What do you guys think? That sounds like a good person. I don't know.
No, like I can handle like a minute, maybe, but like that extra 2-3 minute, too
that
long.
That can't even feel
like, there's
good.
No need.
You swallow it too, though? That's a good growl. Like, damn.
Well, is you not swallowing
it? No, I'm getting up. Like, oh.
What?
Yeah, that's a good person. You should keep her around.
Sounds like she's committed. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. It sounds like
no,
a
that's
woman.
Long gone. Keep that
to
the curb a long time
ago. She's
got
to make sure that she's got it fully done. That's all. She's just making sure she's got
You're
it.
A good person, honestly.
Yeah, but I'm saying is like after a certain
you
point,
swallowed
that
it and kept
feel
going.
Good. You feel me? It does not feel good after a certain point.
That's a good person, but okay.
Yeah, it's not a good person when that shit starts feeling like fucking needles. You feel me?
Communicate with her. My
no
biggest
teeth, no teeth.
Well, yeah, no teeth. But like when I'm just saying, like after you get your cock gnawed on for so long, you feel
I'm concerned about these Ohio girls.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I just feel like you haven't sucked dick long enough.
That's a good thing.
Don't you know?
Like,
I never
Ohio,
have that
you, like,
problem that you're having.
They're actually girls.
Dude, I can't. Like, they gotta stop at some point. You gotta.
You like pat them on the head and be like, "Yo, I'm good." Like, what?
Like, yeah, quit.
Well,
what the fuck are you doing? This don't even feel good no more.
one of my other biggest icks is going 50-50 on things.
Yeah, somebody pay for the whole thing. Stop playing with me. Stop fucking like either you're paying.
Yeah, or I'm paying. Not you, not me.
Yeah, we're not splitting. Said bill. Somebody pay.
Bill, I mean OTD, you're paying. What do you mean somebody?
Well, I mean if we're on a date, but if we're hanging out, you paying? What the fuck? Like if we're going to the amusement park as friends, like you're paying for the tickets to get on this bitch. Like,
damn.
We're going as friends, not what about if it's like a date? What do you mean?
Friends.
If it's a date, yeah, I'm paying for everything. But okay. Then there's a certain point. Like if we've been dating for a long time, why ain't you taking me out?
Where are you trying to go?
Let's do a moment of silence for the podcast. Thank you.
I'm just saying, like this is reality. Women always want to be taken out. You don't think men want to be taken out to do shit with?
No.
So hold on. I don't really like take my husband out, but I do buy him things. Like when I'm out and about, I'll buy him clothes. And to me, for me, that's showing like my love and affection. Like he takes me out and he buys me food because that's what I like. I go out and I buy him clothes, or I might see something like I bought him a freaking cowbell that he rings that says, bring me a beer. Like I just buy him random shit and he just likes it. I don't need to take him on a date, pay for a whole date. Yeah. No.
I'm not saying take me on a date, but if you're like, yeah, dude, I got this little day planned for us. Yeah, that's dope. You feel me? Like we're going to go on a hike and then check out this fucking cottage that I found in the middle of fucking nowhere, whatever the fuck. You feel me? Yeah. Why don't women hit men with shit like that? Look, I'm just throwing it out there that, you know,
wait,
it could Bill, run both ways, yourself. But it obviously talking? Does not.
Yeah, Bill, you're muted.
It's kind of hectic where I'm at, but yeah, I mean, as long as it's mutual, you know?
I think as long as you're giving like 50-50, I can kind of understand, though, being like, plan out this date type of thing. Like, I'm sure guys must want that sometimes. Like, I don't know. Bill, do you want that sometimes? A girl to plan a date for you? Is that like...
Not necessarily take me on a date. That sounds kind of weird. All right,
but like what OTD said, being like, oh, yeah, let's go on a hike and get food. But her plan it and her pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't necessarily have to take me on a date. But like...
If I'm paying for it, like you can have like a kid's meal and I'll get a burrito because I'm not paying for your burrito.
Yeah.
Yo, that's wild.
Your $12 Chipotle burrito.
Okay, this is a question. Like, okay, what if we've been together so long and we're in a relationship and we're living in the same place and we're pretty much splitting money? You ain't paying for the burrito?
I'm not even splitting with you in a relationship, but no, I'm not. You can eat at home.
Oh, so I'm getting you the burrito, but I ain't getting one.
I mean,
listen.
If you want me to buy you a burrito, I might as well just carry you on my back and piggyback you home at the same time.
That's absolutely fucking wild. That is absolutely the piggyback ride and the burrito.
I feel like that. I feel like at that point, like I gotta like. I feel like at that point, I'm gonna have you on my lap when we get home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
You're already going 50. Did you just say we're going 50-50 with like bills and stuff like that? And now you're talking about like us also now paying for your burrito?
Yeah, but I'm saying like if what happens if we're in public and I don't have my wallet or some shit?
Then I'll pay for you.
Then I'll drive you back to the house to grab it.
This is what I'm saying. Okay?
So make sure you buy my next meal.
Right, like I'll pay for dinner as long as you pay for the meal.
Of the meals. What the fuck? Like if
I'll
do
my burrito with you
too.
Like I can share my burrito. I don't finish them.
Just saying.
Wait, Bill, if that scenario happened to you.
I feel like if I'm paying for the dinner, she could pay for the dessert.
This is all I'm getting at, bro. One burrito, you're gonna hang my neck for one burrito. This is wild.
I mean, that might be different one time, but like we're talking about ick, so this is like something that is continuous. I'm not gonna bring up the one time I got a burrito, but if you expect me to pay for your burrito because you've done it for me many times, that's the thing. I'm not a feminist. I don't want to be.
That's an ick.
I want to be your woman that you take care of and provide for. So if you can't do that for me, then it's just not gonna work. And I'm single, and maybe that's why I'm single, but I'm okay with it.
Ick.
No. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. My husband pays for, like, all the meals. There are some times where I definitely do pay for something. And there are times when I have definitely said, I'm taking you out or we're going to go out here and I am going to pay for it.
It's not expected. He's not like, oh, I got you last time. It's your turn to get me.
He's never ever said that to me. Never.
I feel like, yeah, a male would never, like, I would never say that to a woman. Like, if I'm in a relationship,
I don't believe you at this point. I don't believe you. I don't believe you at this point.
No,
I feel like you definitely would be like, I paid last time. You're gonna do it this time.
No, I don't do relationships though. So,
That's why he's so, like...
I don't... My thing is, like... No, I'm not expecting that, but that would be a nice thing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get
I'm not saying I'm expecting this to happen. 98% of the time, it's not going to happen. Women don't do that, especially in today's society.
For real, though, what if you did forget your wallet, and you were like, can you pay for it? And she said... Yes, but when we get home, you have to pay me back. How would that make you feel?
It depends on what status the situation we're in. I feel like I'm going to give it no matter what. But, like, then again, I'm going to question if we've been together for 3 years and you're stressing a $20 bill.
Okay.
You feel me? Yeah.
What is she just...
What is you really plotting on?
What if she's just cheap?
Why are you really
going to go out to eat? When you guys had food at home, but when you said, oh, let's go out to eat, she figured you were going to get it because, you know, you wanted to go. So you didn't have your bill.
Yeah, and, like, 9 times out of 10, if I'm asking you to go out, I'm paying for it.
Okay. Well, that's different.
I'm not going to. Why would I?
Forgetting your wallet or expecting your girl to get you because you got her last time. Like, there's a big difference between forgetting something and expecting it.
Yeah.
My thing is that if you're the one that's asking, do you want to go out to eat? That's because you're the one that's paying. Unless you're straight up front, honest, saying, hey, like, I really want to go out to eat, but I don't get the money. But yeah. I'm moody. Can you just please?
Yeah, that's different. A lot of things to it's the way it's said.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For real.
My biggest ick, with this goes for women and men, is posers at a fucking skate park is my biggest fucking ick in the world. Like, if you come to the skate park and you ride bikes, but you can't do shit on a bicycle and you're just sitting there the whole time, or you're sitting there with your skateboard the whole time, I just want to hit you in your fucking face, male or female.
But are they even posing, though, or are they...
That's the definition of a poser. Why the fuck are they sitting there?
They could be learning. Like, I would definitely go to a skate park and watch and learn, and then...
When yeah, but if I catch you here 5 times in a row and you ain't trying shit anything new in the last week, you're a poser. Because, like, to be honest with you, literally the whole thing about skating and biking is a mental game. It has nothing to do with physical pain. Pain is a fucking mental game, too. That's all a fucking facade, in a sense. You know what I mean?
So, I also have an ick, though. Hold on. Like, I have an ick that... My ick, really, it's, I know guys are scared of rejection, but my ick is a guy that's scared of rejection. Like, I want you, if you want me, I want you to tell me exactly how you feel, how, you know, what you want, without that fear of being rejected and then us never talking again because you were always too scared to, like, come to me with what it was or what you wanted it to be. Because I'm not going to establish the relationship. As a female, I feel like it's the male's role to kind of lead us and guide us. So, like, if I have to do the pull-in and be like, be my man, let's make this official, I really want this, like, I know men are scared of, like, being rejected.
Commitment.
Yeah, well, they're scared of rejection too. So, like, they might be scared of commitment, but they might not. They might really want to be with you, but they're too scared to say it. They're too scared to ask you. One of my biggest icks is a man who's afraid of me.
You're a very intimidating woman, though. So,
icky.
I'm not like that. I'm not saying I'm scared, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I feel like men probably find you intimidating.
They do.
Yeah. But that's because you're a very blunt and a very stern person.
Is that an ick for some guys, though? Do you guys like women?
I feel like it's an ick for some men. I feel like it's a turn on for others.
Is it an ick for you?
No.
How are you?
I like women like that because I feel like, okay, so they say behind every strong man is a stronger woman, mm-hmm. right? So, like, yes, a male is supposed to lead an aspect, but, like, the woman is supposed to back said leading. You feel me? Like, she's going to say what's right and wrong in a sense. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. I feel like it's just more of, like, a power move than it is, like, a – I don't know how to describe it.
Probably. Honestly, one of my icks, though, is a guy – I don't want to say thinking that he's better than me, but just that, like, he's smarter than me and, like, everything that I say is just wrong to them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'll have, like, an idea about something and they'll be like, no, this way. And, like, nothing that I say is just right. Like, I really do hate that. I really do hate that.
That is pretty icky. I've been through that.
Yeah. No. And not that I like to try to be right all the time, but just sometimes I am.
I say that all the time. I don't speak unless I am right.
I know one of my husband's picks that he doesn't actually say is that he does not like that I'm right. So, for example, if he's building something, I'll come outside and I'll be like, oh, try to do it this way. And my idea works every single time and he hates that shit. Like, he honestly does hate it, but I can't help it. Like, I just can't. I'm a better builder.
Hey, Not Among Us, welcome to the show. Do you have any icks that you wanted to talk about?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, I'm only here because Wiz invited me here.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So, oh, did you want to discuss any icks that you have, or do you just want to chill?
I'm just chilling. I don't really have any.
But you got to have an ick, though.
You got to have one ick.
Yeah, at least give us one.
I think his ick is a girl fucking her ex.
That's everybody.
That should be anybody's ick.
I know, but he brought it up earlier. That's why I said it.
I don't like it when a girl talks out of turn and talks too much. Say we're in a public setting and she's trying to be center of attention. Like trying to be like a social butterfly. Like I like a girl that's submissive and knows her place. Not that I'm a slapper in public, but like don't be sitting there like making me look bad. Like, you know what I mean? That I don't like that. Like talking out of turn and shit like that.
Okay. I've heard that before, that men don't like women who are social butterflies when they're out in public. I heard men tell me that before because I'm the social butterfly when we're out in public. I don't think it makes me less submissive, but I think that for some people that don't really go out much, like they do like to socialize. They might be those people that are like, not an intellectual, what is it? What's that word for someone that's like really outgoing?
Extrovert.
Yeah, they could be an extrovert that like gets energy by like other people. So they might not be there's doing
something
it
like that.
Affect you. They could just be doing it because like they're excited. Because I've been told that, like, oh, every time we're out in public, you try to talk to too many people. And it's like I wasn't doing it because I didn't respect you or anything like that. Like I was just literally having fun.
I feel like I can't hold people like that. Like I feel like you can talk in public, but when you start talking about too much shit, then I start questioning.
Yeah, like, if you want to talk to our partner,
so I'm actually a social butterfly. Like, if I go out in public, I do want to like talk and hang out and have fun and be me. And part of the reason why though is just because I feel like I've been like trapped a little bit, and like people have not let me speak out before, or been like, okay, you're a little bit too much. And at this point in my life, being in my like 30s, I want to just be me. And if I'm crazy and goofy in public, I'm crazy and goofy in public. But also when I'm not being that social butterfly, I look like a bitch. So I just have that resting bitch face. And then people will constantly say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And I'm like, and I look like this. This is what I look like.
So two people just commented, they're not ready to join us, but they did say that one of their biggest icks is people that use drugs, which yes. I could really agree with that. That's like, there's nothing good out of that. And then somebody else said somebody who's controlling.
Yeah.
Borderline. So I get that. I nobody wants to feel controlled. But what is controlling? What does it mean if someone's controlling? Like, what are they doing to you? Are they not letting you talk to your friends? Are they going through your phone? Like, what's the borderline of it's okay that you really like me and you want me for yourself? A little bit of jealousy is healthy and controlling. Like, where's that line?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's up to, like, said
like, do you like a girl that's like, oh, yeah, no, your girl friends are texting you? Cool. Or would you want a girl like, what did she say? Because, like, she's a little jealous. Like, jealousy can be okay.
I feel like that's controlling. If I'm in a relationship, though, I feel like everything's open. Like, you're not going to know anybody that shouldn't be hitting me up at a random. You know,
I agree with that. Controlling to me is, like, you're done with work at 5. You should be home by 5:30, the latest. And if you're not home, it's like, okay, what were you doing? And then that's when the jealousy starts to come in. And it's like,
that's me.
That's controlling in my eyes.
This podcast is kind of coming for me. I don't know.
Why is that you?
As long as it's 5:35 and you're not home yet, bitch. I'm still here.
So to go on that though, for example, my husband works like second shift. And so he gets done with work at 10, I think. I don't even know anymore. He's supposed to get off work at 10. Should be home by like 10:30. One time I came out and he wasn't home and it was like 11:15.
Where was he?
Okay. So I asked. I asked like a few weeks later, like a month later or something. I made a comment about it and he was like, because we were talking about tracking each other. If that's something he would be like interested in doing, he was like, no. And I was like, why? And he was like, oh, because sometimes I go to Providence to a food truck to go get like some quesadillas or something like that. And I was like, okay. So that's probably why I came out one time at like 11:15. You weren't home. I'm going to assume because
what if he just said, hey, babe, going to be late going to the food truck. Do you want anything?
No, because he knows I'm asleep. I'm knocked out. But even then it's like, you're going and you're doing that. And I don't even know that you're doing that. But like an hour and a half after the time that you were done with work, I think it's just a little wild. And
I feel like
I would have smelled his dick.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm sharing my low no matter
somebody
what.
Somebody said the ability to have time apart is an ick. But how much time apart are we talking? Is it a day? Is it 2 hours? Like, there's
no.
A man always needs his man cave. You know what I mean?
I would say it.
The case is
depends. Go to his man cave.
Without talking to me, you're not my man. I'm sorry.
When you're like, okay, so when you're, I don't know, in the height of, let's just say, in your period and you're just irritated, want to be left the fuck alone. You feel me?
Yeah.
How long does that normally last?
2 hours.
See what I'm saying? So it just depends, really. You know what I mean? There's no given time of like, sometimes I need 4 hours to just go fuck off and do whatever the fuck I need to do to fuck off. And sometimes fucking off consists of sitting in my room and listening to fucking music. You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes men just need time to like release.
I think everyone also has a different love language. So like if your love language is like communication and then somebody's just shutting the door on you for a day because they need time. Like,
terrible.
I think it really depends on like how things are worded. Like Jewel said earlier, like if she forgot the money for the burrito, but she's like, hey, you know how I get when I'm hungry? Can you cover it? Like that's so different if you come to me like that than if you're like, I'm hungry. You're not going to buy it. I always buy it. Like, I think there's different ways to kind of like communicate with people. And that's why one of my icks I said was bad communications, because it's really the way you tell me things or the way we talk about things that's really going to like decipher how I feel about it.
Bad communication to an argument, though, if we're talking about an ick, like people that just shut down, walk away, or like handle it by yelling and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I definitely yell sometimes. If I'm right,
I feel like everybody yells at a certain point. But I feel like yelling is what's the word I'm looking for?
What's yelling? Are you like, what are you doing? Like that?
If we're in a heated argument and like you got me pissed and I'm yelling at you,
Like, I'm not like trying to like kill you through my words. I'm just like letting you understand and feel the level of piss that you have me at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm trying to like, I don't know how to put it. Cause like, a lot of people say I yell sometimes and I don't even think they understand what yelling is. Like, cause a motherfucker can yell for real.
Wait, one more thing, because somebody's commenting on it right now. They're like, they just keep saying, like, they have to have sex with their partner. Like, I feel like one of my biggest icks is, like, somebody pressuring me because we're in a relationship that I have to have sex with them whenever they want. Like, yeah. No, just because we're in a relationship doesn't mean you have 100% access to, like, my body when you want it. Like, first you got to turn me on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Facts.
But you also have to do things that I don't want to say, like, that turn me on. Like, okay. If someone is constantly drinking all the time, that's just like a straight up turn off. And even if they're drinking all the time, then they're like, oh, I'll do the dishes for her. Maybe she'll like that. Maybe it'll turn her on. No, it's still like yesterday you just straight up grossed me out. Today I'm still grossed out by the way that you were acting yesterday. So
mm-hmm. I think too, there's a big difference between like a marriage where you guys have to work through these icks and like somebody just dating around dropping you for each ick. You know what I mean? Like you can't really... I get it's pretty icky to like see your partner drunk, especially if you're not into it. And then the next day it's like, no, we're not going to get it on. Just last night, this happened. Da-da. That's so different. I feel like because like a marriage is work, constant work and commitment and choice. Then like versus like an ick of like, ew, you were drunk at the bar last night. I don't know you, but I know there's no number two date. Like there's such a difference between no second date and this is my husband.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, for me, I just.
I agree.
Icks, listen, big ick, and I don't really do this, like, I don't hook up with random people at all anymore, but I had my fling, you feel me? I had my time, but major ick is when women think that they can just drop panties and it turns a motherfucker on. That's, like, one of my biggest icks in life. Like, don't just drop trout and think that I'm gonna flay that bitch. Like, no.
Bad motherhood skills, very icky. Somebody that's a bad mom, absolutely. That would pick me up.
Yeah, facts. That's
how about a bad dad, though? Like, because there's a lot of moms that get all the heat, but the dad hasn't been in the kid's life in, like, 6 months.
No. Yeah. Bad parenting, we should just say, in general. Yeah. Yes.
Bad parenting 100%. In general. Absolutely. If I know a guy, he's trying to date me, he's been fighting with his baby mama, he hasn't seen his kids, like, I'm not going on that date with that man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
No.
Ick? Major ick? When women have like multiple baby daddies and multiple kids, like I'm cool.
Did you want her to get rid of the kids? Like, is it an ick for getting rid of them?
It's three, by the way.
It's one, two. Okay, I understand it. Today's society, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, too much. For me,
keep it. Somebody said
I have three. I have four.
Yeah, see, that's pushing it for me. I don't think.
But I'm married. To be honest, I'm married, and the fourth, we have two kids.
Okay, that's different, though. But, like, I would not be splitting up with the fourth. Like, anytime. No, like, we're stuck together for life, whether you like it or I like it. Like,
but she's OTD, Jules is a solid woman. She's not a manipulative chick. She's pretty cool. Right. So you're telling me because she gave birth and she got pregnant four times and she mothered four kids, she's a scumbag? She's not allowed.
What if she had four
abortions with four different guys? What girl do you want? The one that kept the four kids or the one that aborted it? Which girl?
I'm not fucking with either one.
You gotta
but the one that got the abortions.
I'm not, though. I'm really not because I don't in life. Like, I don't, like, what? No, like, I'm not picking either. I'm not, I don't want either one. I don't want somebody who's got four baby daddies anyhow. That's too much for me. A wise man once said.
What are you going to do? Do you have to go, like, meet these men and give them, like, piggybacks around town? Like, what's too much?
Like, I don't, that's just, and you got too much going on in your life. I have no kids, so who am
How old are you, bro?
Who am I to be fucking with somebody with four kids?
No, I get it. If you have no kids, I get that. If you have no kids, you might not even want to be a parent. I get that.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying I don't, but I'm just saying, like, that if I had a kid of my own, okay, that the outlook would be probably drastically different. I probably wouldn't even think about somebody who had five or six kids. You know what I mean? But considering that I have none, that's like a number one. Think of the position I'm in. Like, does this person want to have more kids? You feel
Somebody
me?
Somebody else said four baby daddies is four beds to return to.
Yeah. And hella juice boxes to wake up to in the morning. But that's
and
not
you got
what we're talking
too.
About.
And you got a juice box too.
Yeah. And a fruit roll up out the door. But this isn't what we're talking about, right? This is like what
I'm Somebody said it's only like, about the individual for me. So if the kids are involved, that's fine. Like they're part of this.
Okay. Where you at?
What do you think about dudes who have multiple wives?
No.
Ick or no ick?
Multiple wives right now or past wives?
No, like wives at one time.
Isn't it?
Wives at one time, like multiple at the same time.
Like it's a TV show. There's a TV show. Yeah, there's a TV show and this dude has like four wives.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is that an ick or no?
That's an ick. That's
mad. No.
No. That's mad icky. No, that's not
Nikki. Islam, if you have four wives, you have to be able to treat them all four equally. So if one gets a Benz, you all get a Benz.
Truly. So look, this is because I was talking about this earlier. I brought this up earlier in this girl Molly stream, right? And I was like, low key, I like in a perfect world would want to have like eight wives at the same time. And the only reason I say that, right, is because I think it'd be cool to have children from multiple different cultures of life. You feel me?
But he's not okay with the woman that has four kids.
No.
And you also want us to
But they're all coming from me. They're not coming from some motherfucker I don't know.
So that girl, like if I'm talking about me, they all came from me. They're not just
But my nutsack did not conceive that. My nutsack did not give you that blessing.
That sounds hypocritical.
Like, no, that's not my kid. No.
Yeah, but how come she has to be married to you while you have eight other baby mamas, but she can't have four other baby
daddies? Because I'm treating you all the same.
And she's treating all her baby daddies
the same. No, you're not treating them all the same. You're going to end up hating a couple of them for sure.
Nah, I don't think it works like that.
Well, let me ask you this.
Hold on.
There's a nuclear war coming, right? And you have a car that can only fit a wife and two kids. What family are you bringing out of the eight?
I'm taking the kids and the dog, dude. You got me fucked up.
You only got a vehicle that carries two kids in the back and one person in the front. What family are you taking? Just curious.
I'm taking the two kids.
Which one?
How many kids we got?
You just said you have eight baby mamas.
Okay, so I'm taking three kids. Fuck the baby mamas and the rest of the kids.
What about the other five?
There ain't no. It's the end of the world, baby. You better get with times. You better find you a car.
See, this is why I can only have a man that's for me because he needs to save me and mine, and that's it. Not worry about anyone else.
Yo, he's like fuck the other five kids and the girls.
What else am I supposed to do?
Buy his burrito.
You only gave me two options. I have to leave. So
have the kids sit on top of each other. Fuck it. Bring all
you
eight
said
of them.
There was, you didn't say that. You didn't say that that was an option. You said I had to pick.
You could only bring two. Like I was.
Yeah. Yeah, she was very adamant on who you could bring.
I was just saying when you have eight families, which one are you loyal to? That's all I wanted to know. Like Nick Cannon.
I feel like eight is a big deal.
Nick Cannon's got
mad kids.
Who are you loyal to? If there's a fucking rocket going off to go to Mars and you can only bring three, who are you bringing? What family? That's where
I feel like we all dying together.
Have multiple families. Bring the best looking kids.
If it really came down to it, I feel like I'd die with my family. Or I would send.
He would die with his dog, not his family.
I would send the wives up and
what influencer, what?
MacGyver, whatever the fuck happens next. Because I'm not going on no rocket to wherever the fuck they think they
are. Yeah, but it's just, all right, so it's a scenario, though. Like, all right, so you're going broke and you can't afford all eight families anymore. What family are you loyal to? That's all it said is where does the loyalty lie?
I feel like if I'm going broke, they're all going to know.
But I'm asking you what family you're loyal to. If you got five
there
wives.
No, at that point, it's who's loyal to me. Like, what are you saying? I'm going broke. I can't afford you just no more. Like, who's staying around? Like, that's what I really want to know. Because it ain't me
that's
leaving.
Stay in Ohio. That's like a Midwest thing. Midwest people, y'all are crazy.
Yeah, we built different.
You are. Ohio
breeds talent, you know? It does. We brought you Bone Thugs and Harmony. We brought you. Do we have to go over this again with Bone Thugs and Harmony? The fucking world's best amusement park. NFL.
Somebody said, imagine being stuck in a life or death situation with OTD.
Nah. He's leaving.
Dude, I'm surviving. What do you mean? There is no death.
One OTD.
Yes.
No death this way. We're surviving all the way. 110%.
Yeah, you mean you're surviving. We're not surviving. He would murder us and eat us.
That's wild. Okay, no, I'm not a cannibal. I would shoot myself first, okay? Thank you.
Let's try to do one more ick. Does someone have one more ick?
Let's have Peter tell us his ick.
Yeah, he's got to have one more.
One more ick? A bank does it, though, but so when chicks act like dudes, like they're tough, like they can fight.
He said, I do it?
Did you say when chicks act tough?
Yeah, when they act like dudes, like they can fight. And shit,
did he say like, that? Fuck. I told you this episode was all to come for me. I feel like it.
But, yeah, like, you're not really, I mean, it's okay to be, like, fierce and all that shit, but you don't need to be up. Females don't need to be fighting, period. Like, that's some dude shit, you know? And,
catch me outside. How about that?
He's really about this gender role thing.
Hey, this is wild. To catch me outside is wild. Yeah, y'all are welcome. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
I don't really like, I can agree, though, because I don't really like girls that do act too tough all the time, too. I mean, because then they're always going to want to get into arguments in public and things like that. And just in my opinion.
Yeah,
I didn't really like that.
I don't.
I definitely act tough at home.
Major
watch out.
A major ick for me is when people can't handle the substances that they're doing. Whether that be like substance, whether that be you're like drinking alcohol or you're fucking snorting cocaine or you're doing acid or anything that you're doing, you can't handle it. I hate that shit. Like, don't be drinking alcohol to the point where you can't handle yourself. Hate that shit.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that is gross.
Yeah.
I just use substance for, like, because there's people that be doing hella shit they can't handle.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk with Jules and Wit. This is the topic of what is your ick in relationships. Been really fun. Had a really great time. And we hope that you guys can tune in with us next week. Our new discussion is going to be, but why?
Yo, you're mad cute. But why? Yeah, so really think about that because I want to know. And if y'all still want to bring up an ick for next week too, bring it. I'm down for it. I want to hear it. So
postpartum ick.
Thank you. Thank you guys for jumping on too. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Peace. Love. Right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys.